I'm trying not to cry. I'm so overstimulated. I am overwhelmed. I'm angry. I'm confused. I feel hopeless. I feel like there's so many questions that I ask on the daily that I don't want to ask questions anymore. I don't give a fuck about the answers. I just feel lost. I feel burnt out, honestly. And I just feel so angry right now. And this is not to share that energy with you. This is just to express that I'm engaging with my emotions, that I am doing my best to process them and not be hard on myself or judge myself for what I'm feeling. Just saying, you know what, this is what I'm feeling right now. And like, sure, would I rather be feeling all hunky-dory? Of course. But like, that's just not the case right now. Like right now, I feel depletion and hopelessness. And I'm just going to allow myself to feel it. I'm going to allow that emotion to fill me up until it pours out of me. And hopefully all of it pours out and there's nothing left. And then what I have left is something tangible, like something I can actually do something with, you know, like something productive, like allowing myself to feel that instead of pushing it away. Actually let me, I don't know, maybe find some insight. And I'm not saying this is the first time I'm ever feeling my emotions, but I do feel like this is one of the first times that I am just allowing myself to feel it without judgment. Like, I've been crying all fucking day. I've been angry, and I'm angry about it. And I'm not going to apologize for being angry. I'm not going to apologize for how I feel. Like, not to anyone, especially not to myself. I feel as if I've always been the person, I'm like, I shouldn't feel that. Like, I shouldn't be feeling this way. I don't want to feel this way. Like, I do all these things. I do X, Y, and Z. I shouldn't be feeling depressed. I shouldn't be feeling sad. Like, I've worked through this. I worked through that. I'm eating healthy. I'm working out. Like, I shouldn't feel pain. I shouldn't feel sorrow. Like, and that's just not the case. You could be doing everything quote unquote right. Like, you're still going to go through things, and your body is still going to experience things that it needs to release. And if you do it the dishonor of pushing it down and not allowing it to feel those things, you're just pushing off the inevitable. It's not like you're never going to feel them. You're just pushing off the time you're going to feel them. Like, you're just putting it off for later, and you're just adding more stuff on top of it. So that way, when you do decide you're going to feel it, it's going to be so much. It's going to be way more overwhelming, way more overstimulating. And I feel like it's a lot harder when you wait to feel things. So that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to just process everything right now. And I luckily was able to put what I was feeling onto paper and write. So I wanted to do a little Friday the 13th poetry slam with y'all. This is going to be a quick little podcast. I'm just going to read my poem and just be done with that. But I did want to mention before I get into that I reached a certain amount of followers on my podcast now. So there is an option when you, I know on Spotify, I don't know, maybe through like Anchor, if you listen on there, I don't know about Apple, but I know on Spotify there's an option for a poll that I have on there, that y'all can answer. And then there is a Q&A. I can ask a different question every podcast and y'all can answer. And no one else can see like your responses, only I can. And I would really love if like you're on there, if you would take the time to answer. I would really love to have more engagement through this podcast with my listeners. I do have a lot of people that already message me and like tell me what they thought about the podcast, or like, oh, I'm going through something similar. And I love that. I would just love to like get a little deeper and like maybe even share the things that y'all say on my podcast. I won't say who said them. I'll just like, you know, this is some feedback that I got last time and it's so interesting to hear this outlook, or, you know, it's so great to feel like I'm not alone in this and know that there's others that feel the same, or whatever, you know. There's also an option where you can leave me a voice memo, which I think is also another great tool to engage with y'all. And then there's an option to contribute to the podcast, which I think is really cool. I can start like monetizing my podcast. I want to say like 25 more followers, before I can like start doing ads and stuff. So everyone like, follow, share, please. Like, I don't care. Just go to your dad's Spotify and then just go follow my podcast. Like, and then give me a 5-star review too. Anything helps, and I really appreciate all the support that I've been given so far. It really means a lot, and in a moment or a time in my life where I feel like so many things are stagnant, it feels really beautiful to have something that I'm passionate about and something that I enjoy start to pick up and start to grow. So I just really appreciate everyone. I don't know what to title this poem yet or this podcast. Maybe I'll come up with one by the time I'm done reading it. Without further ado, here is the nameless poem. What if you had a long day and no shoulder to cry on? How are you supposed to feel when you unlock your front door and the light is on but no one is home? What are you supposed to write about when you have too much to say? I know they say the only thing that matters is that you start, but what if you've been running with low oil, bleeding your engine dry till the only thing that comes out of you is smoke? What if your coworker tells you how grateful they are for you, but yet your boss made you cry and told you you aren't good enough? Do the words cancel each other out like PEMDAS, leaving you left with nothing? What do you do when you thought you really liked someone, brought together multiple times by what seemed like fate, only to find out that they aren't ready to give you all that you were hoping to receive? And what is that supposed to say about you, that you are attracted to people who are incapable of being loved? What are you supposed to do when you come home and your dog looks miserable, stuck home alone for 10 hours of the day, he's in a cage I built for him just to keep me sane? And isn't that what the world does to you? It traps you behind bars, sometimes literal and sometimes shaped in the form of a person, emotion, or a job. And it says, don't worry, this is where you belong. But you can't help but notice the way the walls seem to cave in and the air starts to thin the longer you allow them to supposedly keep you safe inside. What do you do when you have so much passion but nowhere to pour, and you have all this love to give that no one seems to want? Where are those things supposed to go? They say give it to yourself, but I find it doesn't mean as much. Possibly that's been the problem all along, that I was never taught right from wrong, just be quiet and try not to be noticed. And ever since, it seems I've forgot that that's what I'm here for, to live, to experience, to exist. What do you do when it's Saturday night and you schedule yourself the closing shift for the 100th time because you had nothing better to do anyways? Are you supposed to feel so hollow inside on your drive home, knowing once you get there all you have the energy for is falling into your bed? How am I supposed to be creative when I feel so brain dead? Tired of thinking, strategizing my next move, always trying to change but never feeling able to. What do you do when everyone you know is getting married and you're not even dating? Is it supposed to feel like high school all over again, where you don't fit in and nothing ever makes sense? I'm convinced I never left the womb, still drowning inside the anger my mother has carried with her throughout her entire life. And if who we are cannot be labeled through words, then how do I describe the crushing weight of this imposter syndrome I fear has become my entire life? When the only thing that makes you happy is the breeze in the air and a loaf of fresh baked bread, what are you supposed to make of your life when those two things do not pay your bills? When the society has made it to where the simple things aren't enough to make you happy, then does that mean we're never supposed to be? Despite all these things I'm thinking, no ideas come to mind on what I should do next. I keep blinking and everything changes but me, and I keep breathing but I feel my body aging, slowly dying a little more each day. What are you supposed to say next when you mention your best friend was killed and people stare at you with a blank face? I guess the only thing I can do is continue to pretend like it feels good going on without them each and every day. What if angels are real and what if God does exist? Do they mean for us to suffer in a way that feels so immense? I would say it is all my outlook, but my glasses have no fog, No matter the way you flip it, we all die one day. No one is safe, not even your dog. It feels like when a plane is flying overhead, it sounds so loud that it seems like it may crash. You think there's no way that could happen, and then get surprised when it explodes right in your face as if you didn't hear it coming in the first place. We make decisions based off limited information until we finally learn we made the wrong one, and we start all over again because that's the only real choice we were ever truly given. Forget what you know, it will do you no good here, for this is a place where indecision thrives and bosses make you feel dead inside. It's called a 9-to-5, also known as life, and it will take all it can until you finally realize that everything is exactly how you make it, and the tools you need to create it come from these painfully many what-ifs that you will continue to ask until you are finally breathing your last breath, wondering if the answers were ever even worth searching for to begin with. I kind of popped off. Like, I feel like I kind of popped off. Like, that was, I mean, there was a few things that I was like, maybe I could have, like, done a little differently, but I kind of feel like, damn, like, bitch had some things to say. Like, she was emotional and she was feeling some things, and I don't know. You tell me what you think. I appreciate y'all listening. I hope you got something out of this. Just know you're not alone. Whatever you're going through, we're all fucking going through shit. And I was telling my coworker earlier, I was like, you know what? These painfully shitty things happen because you need to change, and you're not going to change unless things are uncomfortable and horrible. Like, think about it. If everything was, like, just comfortable enough, like, you wouldn't bother changing. You wouldn't bother going in a different direction in your life. But if it's fucking unbearable, if you can't do it anymore, like, you're going to be like, fuck this. I need a change. So things have to fucking feel shitty before you're able to do something sometimes. And, like, I wish that wasn't the case. But just know that, like, if it's feeling overwhelming, if it's feeling like everything is just crashing all around you, it's because great change is coming. It's because good things are coming. The next great thing in your life is happening. You don't know what it is, and, like, that's scary, but it's coming, and it's here, and it's ready for you to accept it. And the longer you deny and the longer you try to force yourself to stay in a situation you know is no longer suiting you, the more miserable you're going to be. You choose the life you live, and you choose the decisions you make. And I mean, you know, I don't know, I was just thinking that, like, being comfortable is uncomfortable because you're so scared to change, and changing is uncomfortable because it's change. But if you don't do it, then you're never going to be comfortable. And it's like all this big cycle. And sometimes I don't want to think about it. I just want to be in Italy eating a baguette, you know? Or is that French? I don't know. I want to be in Italy and I want to be eating some kind of pastry. And just sitting on a patio, just feeling the breeze through my hair. And, you know, hopefully that'll happen one day. And I hope, you know, all our fucking dreams come true. Shit. Let me know how you're doing. Go answer my Q&A. Till next time on An Impulse.